Disgraced former Vancouver Whitecaps women's soccer coach Bob Berarda will not be placed on Canada's sex offender registry following his sentencing for sexual offences against teenage girls. Berarda, 56, was sentenced in November to 2 years in custody, including 16 months in jail and 8 months of a conditional sentence, for sexual offences involving teenage soccer players he coached over a 20-year period between 1988 and 2008. During those 2 decades, Berarda was a prominent figure in the soccer community, running a soccer academy in the Lower Mainland and coaching at both provincial and national levels. For the past decade, offenders sentenced for sexual crimes have been automatically required to register in Canada's Sex Offender Registry. Just days before Berarda was sentenced, however, the Supreme Court of Canada struck down mandatory registration of all sexual offenders, ruling the law was unconstitutional, because it imposed onerous conditions on people who did not pose a high risk to re-offend. The Supreme Court suspended its decision for a year but left the door open to offenders to apply in the interim for an exemption to the sex offender registry. Berarda's lawyers sought that exemption, arguing that Berarda has been deemed a low risk to re-offend by psychological assessments, has taken steps towards rehabilitation and made significant efforts to understand the actions that led to his convictions. Defense lawyers added there is no evidence that Berarda is a pedophile and that at least 14 years have passed since his most recent offense. The Crown prosecutor had argued that Berarda should be placed on the sex offender registry for 20 years. On Friday in North Vancouver Provincial Court, Judge Deanne Gaffar granted the exemption sought by Berarda, ruling the former soccer coach will not be required to register as a sexual offender. In handing down her decision, Gaffar noted that inclusion in the registry is not imposed as punishment for offences but is meant to help police prevent and investigate sex crimes. Gaffar noted the requirements of the registry involve ongoing reporting of extensive information and continuous state monitoring of those registered, representing a serious impact on their liberty. Gaffar said central questions included whether Berarda is at increased risk for committing another sexual offense and whether the information contained in a sexual offender registry would ever prove useful to police. In granting Berarda an exemption, Gaffar noted psychological assessments had found Berarda was at a low risk of re-offending. Other factors, including a lack of any other offences over a lengthy period, extensive counselling, family support, and shame over the very public nature of his convictions also made the risk of Berarda's re-offending low, the judge said. While a low risk to sexually re-offend may still represent a risk, it does not qualify as an increased risk, Gaffar said. She added it was remote or implausible that the information in the registry would be ever needed by police to find Berarda, given his strong personal and professional connections in the Lower Mainland and wide public knowledge of the case. In striking down the mandatory lifetime registration for sex offenders last October, the Supreme Court of Canada ruled that provision was unconstitutional because it included people who did not present a lifetime risk of re-offending. The court gave the government 1 year to fix the problems it identified as unconstitutional in the registry. Most recently, the government has proposed legislation that would limit automatic registration in the registry to repeat sexual offenders, and serious child sexual offenders. Others convicted of one of the crimes listed in the sex offender registry law can apply for exemptions if they can prove they do not pose a risk to the community. Jay Said at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Janizid.